Dina Huda Arzo Ruvain. We'll work through this Tosis, and then we'll obviously contrast it to Tosis in Bamisia and Ksuvis. And then I'll give you the Makoros for Wednesday for the next piece of Gemara that will take us for another day or two after that. And then we'll have a Yoni Pesach, Mirz Hashem, for the rest of next week. Okay, so we have the Din of Abaye, the Chiddush of Abaye that's stated here as well as in Ksuvis and in Bamisia. Ruvain sells a field to Shimon, and Balchov, the Ruvain, wants to collect it from Shimon as the Chov. Ruvain can't pay the Chov, so he has a right to come to Mishubadim and collect. The Balchov coming to Shimon, Ruvain has a right to step in this Din Torah and offer Tainus on behalf of Shimon, and the Balchov, the Ruvain, can't tell him, you are not my Baldava right now, I'm looking to take the Karka from Shimon. Because Reuven can counter by saying, after all, I am a baldover, imafkis mini alai hadar, if you take it away from Shimon, then I have to pay back Shimon, and therefore I'm a baldover. That's according to the first lashon, dafka bachrayis, vika da amri, even shalom bachrayis, because Reuven can say, if he comes back to me, if you take it away from Shimon, he'll have tainas on me, and that's itself a concern, and therefore I'm a baldover based on that. Okay. So we spoke yesterday, some various inyanim relating to this Gemara, but the main crux of the kasha that Rishonim struggle with is what we'll see now in Tosis. The question of my nafkamina to say that Reuven can come into this Din Torah. In fact, Tosis, Dina who does a Reuven, the Kamishtoi Dina Bahadev, Yim Tomar, my nafkamina. Hokom mashi yachol Reuven liton tanina le Shimon. So basically, it sounds from the Gemara that the nafkamina here is that Reuven can offer a taina as a baldover, that you need a baldover to offer a taina. Without Reuven's coming in, that taina would not be able to be stated by Shimon. Shimon wouldn't be in a position to offer such a taina, such as, let's say, mezuyif. Because, after all, Shimon can't say that the shtar, the Balchov has a shtar, obviously. That's why he's collecting from Mishubadim. So there's a shtar, otherwise it wouldn't be from Mishubadim. So, but the shtar could be forged. So Shimon has no idea whether this is correct. There's a chov or no chov. Shimon is not in a position to offer Tainas Bari that the shtar is mezuyif. Reuven, on the other hand, could. So apparently, Tosis would be implicitly saying, so maybe the nafkamina would be in terms of Reuven offering a taino and claiming that it's mezuyif. But Tosis counters that suggestion by saying, after all, hakol mashiyachol Reuven liton tanina le Shimon. We would offer that taino on behalf of Shimon, the taninan le lokeach b'chein liyisomim bein parua bein mezuyif. In other words, it could be a taino mezuyif that the star is forged. How do we know it's a genuine? The genuine shtar, or parua, maybe the loan was paid. So what would be required to counter such a taina? You'd need to mekayim the shtar. Now, if kima shtar means that you have to establish that the edim that signed their signatures are authentic, different ways that can be done, with other edim that recognize the signatures, they themselves recognize the signatures, kim shtaris, that's the halacha. So if there'd be a taina mezuyif, you'd have to be mekayim the shtar. If you taina parua, you can also counter it by being mekayim the shtar, even though parua doesn't speak to Kim doesn't speak directly to the taina's parua. But the reason is because the only reason parua is believed, after all, shtar is assumed that the shias the shtar wasn't paid. If it was paid, the shtar would be given up. But the answer is that you can taina parua with a migu of mezuyif. Right, that since you could tie a mezuyah on the shtar shein mekuyim, so the same way you could tie a mezuyah, if you could tie a parua, so once you take care of the of that, there's no longer a possibility of mezuyah because it's now authenticated. So then you lose the nemanis of parua as well. So either way, that's called modem b'shtar shekasvo tzarech kaimo. In other words, if there's a tie of parua, but he agrees that it's not mezuyah, but he says parua, then you need kiyum. If you have kiyum, then it offsets the tie of parua as well. So Tosis is saying we have the klal of taninan. Taninan means that we offer a taina on behalf of a lokeach, and so to yisomim, who are obviously not in a position to know the details of the chov, of the father, of the mocher. but we stand up and offer the tain on their behalf. That's called taninan li lokeach, taninan li yisomim. And therefore, what would be required? Utzvichim edekiyim. So therefore, Tosus is with this question. So what would be the nafkamina that Reuven can be coming here and offering a taina mezuyah? Presumably, we wouldn't have any requirement for kiyum otherwise, because no one can taina mezuyah because the keach doesn't know. But no, even if Reuven and Reuven, who on the other hand, who's in position to know, he's a baldavar, then he can taina mezuyah. Agav, just an interesting idea that I'll mention here just before we go on in the Tosis. There's a lot to discuss in terms of what the issue is. Why would you think you wouldn't say Tanina? Tosis has to prove it. But just in terms of the Nakuda of the Gemara, this much you see in this Tosis, that in order to Taina Mezuyif, Reuven that is, he has to be a Baldava. He has to be Shaykh to this Din Torah. Why does that sound like a chiddush? I'll tell you why. Because there's a famous biskarav in Hilchas Gerushin. Those of you who learn Gittin, anyone? First parak of Gittin? No. She was supposed to learn it next year, but things got derailed. Okay. So another opportunity. Okay. So the days in Gittin, it comes up in the Tosis over there. And in the Mishnah there, Yeshlov Oren is kind of a chosmav, that the Mishnah says that if there's a error on the get, then you have to mekayim the get. That's the lashon mishnah, the beginning of Gittin. Anyway, the shaila is, what's this idea of ir? So the Gemara says ir the baal, that the baal would say, I never wrote such a get, it's forged. So there's a tainus mezuyif that the baal can offer and say that this is not a real get, and if we need kiyum. The shaila is, what's the gedder of this din that the baal, who writes a get, who's normally one who had to write the get, can claim it's mezuyif? So the Biskarab has a diuk and the Ran there. And the Ran talks about the fact that the Isha is not Mamon or Shobal. It's not really like a normal type of a situation of Mamon. And the Biskarab is a famous Yisod that the Tainas Mezuyif on the Shtar is not because of a halach of a Baldavar. I'm a Baldavar, it's a Gami, it's a Shtar, it's Machayimit something. It says that I owe or I'm a Chuyib to do something. So I'm a Baldavar, I can say it's not true, you can't force that what the shtar dictates I should have to do, because it's not true shtar. So I'm a bal dover, it's nogeami. He says it's a separate halacha, it's halacha of a bal shtar. The shtar is, if I'm a bal shtar, if I write the shtar, I have automatically a schus to say it's good, it's not good. It's a special din. A bal shtar can tie in its mezuyif. So that's the famous biskarav, but the very same biskarav, if you look in that piece in Hilchas Gerushin, it's in the Sefer, on the Rambam, he says, Elamai, this Tosis is against me. He acknowledges, this Tosis here in Bava Kama Dav Chesem Abeis is against my Yisod. He says a Pshat, but he says, good, he's basing it on the Ran there. He says, this Tosis is clear that the issue of Taining Mezuyif is not a function of the Baal Hashtar, it's a function of the Baal Dover. Because what Tosis is trying to say, and he's going to say, it's not going to be a good answer, but Tosis is trying to struggle with here, is maybe you'll tell me that the nafka mina to say that Reuven is a baldavar because of achrayis, because of tarumas, he's a baldavar, and therefore he can taina mezuyif. And without Reuven coming and being a baldavar, then you wouldn't taina mezuyif. We wouldn't say tanina for l'kulchus. The Tosis has to show you it's not true. We say tanin l'kulchus, and as he continues to prove. But what do you see? That in order to taina mezuyif, you have to be a baldavar. Not like the Brisker Rav says, just being a balashtar is enough to taina mezuyif. Okay, so that's just a maimar hamuzgar, you could say, in a little... A little tease, if you ever come across a Biskar Rav, Gittin or otherwise, you should know that same Biskar Rav, you saw the Tosis that he himself asks on himself from that Tosis. That's the Tosis right here. Before this, you wouldn't know anything, but meanwhile, you have the Tosis, and Tosis happens to be a seemingly a Kasha, and that is sort of the Biskar Rav. Okay. All right, so back to the Tosis. So Tosis is now setting out to prove that we say Taninan on a Taina Mezuyif. And therefore, the problem is still here. In our sugya, what do you need Reuven to be a baldavar? For what reason do you need that? Whatever Reuven could say, we would say on behalf of Shimon anyway. Now, why does Tosis need to prove it? That we have to think about. Tosis doesn't spell out the larger issue here. This is something that the Rishonim, Tosis and Gittin, and Tosis and Suvis, and Rishonim present as why wouldn't it be so obvious? I mean, Taninan is a rule that we usually employ. But notice what Tosus does. Tosus has to prove it. Tosus says, "What? How do I know that we say Taninan? Whatever we were Taina for the Baldavar, we were Taina for Lukuchos." He says, "De'ilav hachi, if you're not going to say Taninan for a Taina such as Mizuyef, lo shavkis chayim l'chaberia." The Lashon Tosus uses in Gittin as well, there, Dav Beis. Lo shavkis chayim l'chaberia, it's an expression, it means nobody's going to be able to live. No one's going to be able to function. What does that mean? L'mashal, I'll quote the Tosus in. Oh, I don't have Gittin here. Okay. Does anyone have a Gittin? No? All right. Anyone want to bring a Gittin in from my desk? Yeah. The Lashon Tosus is Kedai to read in Gittin Dav Beis. I thought I brought it in.
You go ahead and say it.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You know, it's easier. Less. It's okay. You don't get Tzchar Licha, Beth Mash, but it's okay. Okay. It's shorter. I thought I was bringing a Gittin. I guess not. Could be in Tosus. Also, it says. What is the Shavkis Chai? What?
He says it there. I don't know if it
explains. Tosus explains it. Tosus says every person is going to.
I don't think he explains it.
Okay. What's going to happen is that people are going to be at a disadvantage. They're going to forge a shtar and then come against Lukuchos or Yisomim, and they won't know how to defend themselves. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Shkayach. Okay. Lashon Tosus and Gittin Dav Beis. It's a dibur maschav of Yeshu of Orin is kain b'chosmav. That's the Lashon Mishnah that I quoted you before, right? That says that a get is brought, there it's Israel, you're only a special b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, fine. But if there'll be odor in, there'll be what means ear of that mezuyif, yes kain b'chosmav. You have to mekayim the edim on the star. It says Tosus, im Yeshu of Orin, right? Avo, kozman de lo asi bal ma'arer. What does it sound like in the Mishnah? If the Baal doesn't save mezuyif, so then, can she remarry with based on the get? What does it sound like in the Mishnah? Nisa salpia get. Aye, what happened to Tanya and Mizuyev? What do you need the Baal? The Orin is the Baal. The Yeshu of Orin means the Baal is Ma'arer on this get, that's Mizuyev, and then you need him kind the get. But if the Baal is not Ma'arer, then she can remarry. But what happened to Tanya and Mizuyev? So you can say, oh, Mufurish in his Mishnah, that we don't say Tanina Mizuyev, for whatever, we have to see what the reasons could be. So, just don't make that point. Don't draw those conclusions. Of course, Tanina Mizuyev, as Tos is going to prove. So, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? V'lo Tanina Mizuyev nishum iguna kilu barabanan. We want to make it a little easier for the woman to remarry, so we don't want to make this extra hardship, and therefore we won't be. So, we usually say Tanina by Maminus. On behalf of Yisomim, on behalf of Akuchas, on behalf of whatever, whoever it might be, but not by a case of stopping a woman from remarrying. So if the Baal is not Ma'arer, with a get that's not Mekuyim, she can remarry. It says Tosus, that's the Bipshanim, that's why you need, that's why without Orin she can remarry. Avo b'mamon, Tanina Mezuyev, l'nifashelo b'fanav, u'mi'isom l'kuchos. But by Mamon, we always say Tanina for any person on their behalf, the som gukuchos, the imlokain, because if you're not going to say that, Soktosus, lo shavkis chayi choberia, the same words as our Tosfos, lo shavkis chayi, he says, same idea, lo shavkis chayi choberia, you're not going to leave life to all, every creature, to any human being. Tosfos continues, what? She yuchal kol adam lichtov shtar milve, ulahachtim edim meatzmo, the litrof shalom lefana, mi som milkuchos. In other words, what's going to be, every person who's unscrupulous can go ahead and write a shtar milveh that says, Shimon owes me $100, and he'll get some unscrupulous edim to sign it. It's all forged. And he'll go to Kuchos, or Yisomim, the guy's not alive, or it's a Kuchos, and they don't know what's the story. They don't know whether it was Ahava. They'll just have to surrender the karka because the shtar says that there was a debt. And there's no taninan. Because the person's here, he'll say it's not true. I never borrowed money, but it's come Yisom Lukuchos, Lo Taniyam Mizuyev. So Tosus says that's the Lo Shavkis. Tosus says maybe it's not a Raya from Lo Shavkis Chai because maybe you could cite Tana Parua. So this is what Tosus. Let's see what's behind all of this. So Tosus is saying by us. So that's what he's saying. You can't say that it's Nafka Mina, that Reuven can tanya Mizuyev and Shimon is not positioned tanya Mizuyev because tanina le'lo keach v'chen yisomim bein parua bein Mizuyev, whatever the tanya might be, And what's the proof? The ilav hachi. If you're going to tell me that we don't say taninan on behalf of the kuchos, for example, well, shavkis chay mechoberia, because every person is going to make set up a situation with the shtar mezuyif and come against yisomim, against the kuchos, and collect. Oh, but now he brings a raya. Oh, but paraget pashut nami muchach kein. He brings a raya from Bamitsia. Okay. What do you have there? The karma shchimera sha'amar mana leponi biyadi. Person's on his deathbed, a shchimera, and he acknowledges that somebody, he owes somebody money. Mana leponi biyadi. That person has a shtar, obviously, that says that, and he acknowledges that that's in fact the case. So Tosfos is paraphrasing the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole discussion of what the case is. Is it with a shtar, without a shtar? Tosfos is going to the bottom maskana of the Gemara. It's talking with a shtar. And the statement there, I think it's Rabbi Shmuel, is it depends how he said it. Amar tenu nosnin, lo amar tenu enosnin. So it depends if he uses the extra word tenu. If he says there is money that I owe, then that doesn't compel us to have to follow his word to pay the person that he says he owes. And the discussion there, the context, if you looked it up, is because there's a svara that a person would not want to make it appear that he's leaving a very big yerusha, shelo hasbia hasbanav, not to make his children look like they have a lot of money, hasbia, their surveya, that they have a lot of assets, because then they'll be bothered by every time they can inherit, going to, oh, they're wealthy, let's bother them. So he wants to make it seem as if he has less assets that he's bequeathing to his heirs. And that's a smart to think that he's just saying this for, like, you know, for the effect that, oh, you see, this guy's full of debt, you know, he has so much debt, so they won't be bothered afterwards. So when do we know that that's why he's saying it, or maybe it's genuine? So that's the shaila. If he says tenu, then we have reason to think that he's serious. Now, the Gemara explains, the maskana, Tosfos now explains to us, that it's talking about umuki la bedenaket shtar. The case is that the person that he's speaking about, that he owes, the ploni has a shtar, that says that this guy, the shchemira, owes him money. But it's a shtar she'ena makuyim. So, omar tenu, kaime lishtare, omar tenu lo kaime lishtare. So by saying tenu, and he's again the Baal Dabar, it's about him, he is in effect saying the shtar is legitimate, it's not mezuyif. He's conceding that it's totally fine, it's accurate. By giving the words tenu, it's like he's giving kiyum to the shtar. You don't have to go get the formal kiyum, that's his acknowledging that it's mekuyim. And we don't assume that it's just words that he's using, shelo lasbi asbanav, because he wouldn't say tenu if that's the case. By saying tenu, he's actually saying the shtar is a correct shtar. Lo amatnu, right? Lo kai milishtar, right? Then it doesn't. The fact that he just said poni, I owe poni, money poni biadi, and it's a shtar, but ain't a makuyan. So then we don't collect. Because he could just be saying words, shelo asbi asbanav. Yeah, but what happened to the fact that if there's no taninan for lukuchos, so let him collect even lo amatnu, right? Just because he was mekai milishtar, but without a tainas mezuyif. Without a tanis mizuyif, what? You should be able to collect. Masbet tanilu liyasmi mizuyif. So this is liyasmi, and Tosfos doesn't differentiate between yasmi and lukuchos. Per kamet de bamitzia herachti, it's also Tosfos in Suvis, and also Tosfos in Gittin Davbez, as I mentioned. But Tosfos is therefore rejecting the possible nafgamina here of Reuven coming in on behalf of Shimon, binogea, that he can tanim mizuyif, and Shimon would not, because even if Shimon himself doesn't know, but we would say taninan. And the raya is, number one, l'shafkes chayil choberia, the svar itself, you can't allow such a thing that we wouldn't say taninan. And second raya is from the case over there of amar tenu nosnin, lo amar tenu ein nosnin, what happened to the fact that there's no taninan? Yeah, so someone asked me, so what would the other... if you say Nalik Tosis, what would you answer? I see Tosis in Gittin says, yeah, because maybe you could tie in a parua. Second Ari, 1 second. In other words, so you have to know Tosis, what a raya here, but Tosis there says, oh, no, maybe it's not a raya. Ego, Tosis in there in the bottom of the page, in the base of Medalef, and Gittin brings the whole Gemara in Baba Basa a little more at length. So he says, Lo kim l'shtar appears to shemesh l'sbias banav amakein v'ilo tanim mezuyah v'yisomim mikol makom yigveh. Tosfos spells out the raya. If you don't say tanin v'yisomim, he should collect a hanakit shtar. Tosfos says, the ain't lomba de tanin a parua. The Harav Islay Moda B'Shasha Kasva in Tzorcha Kaimo. Rav is the Baal HaMemra there. Rav holds Moda B'Shasha Kasva means you agree that the Shtar is not Mitzvah, but you Taina Paraiti. So do you have to do Kiyom in order to counter the Taina Paraiti, or do you don't? So he says Rav is of the opinion that no, you can't Taina Paraiti, and in Tzorcha Kaimo, so it doesn't work with Rav. You have to know. Maybe others will have another way to work out that Nekuda. What is the issue though? So Parua wouldn't bother Tosfos, but it's not going to work over there. So Mizuyev Tosfos has this sort of a suffix here. Exactly what is the issue here? That maybe we won't say Tanina Mizuyev, and maybe we need Reuven there for Tatayna Bavada Mizuyev, because for Shimon we're not going to say Tanina. Tosfos says we see not that way. Shafkes Chayuch Oberia, and the Gemara in Baba Basra. Like, what's the issue? Why would you think that you wouldn't say Tanina Mizuyev? That Tosfos doesn't really give us the background here. What's the issue, Ari? Separate question.
Tosfos. Yeah, the question. I got the answer.
I answered it.
Tosfos and Supas present that. So there's more of a suffix than I can borrow to.
Does what?
As in the potential. The reason why Mizuyev would be better is because they're not. Because what Tosfos says in Supas, Tosfos there gives it as an answer. Because over there, actually, there.
So let's see. Let's see what you're referring to. Let's see. Tosfos and Supas.
That's a separate question.
1 second. How far did he go? Tosfos is Meirich very much over there. What? Mamish, the whole hand, the whole. If you have the patient of Ksuvah, you'll see what I mean. It's a long Tosfos, right? I didn't give you the whole Tosfos, but if you wish, you can see Tosfos Herachti Babitzia. As far as I can see, he's Herachti in Ksuvah. But the whole second, the whole bottom of the Tosfos there, you see. Yeshu Havi Rai, look, for example, the last six, seven lines of the Tosfos is the Rai that we just read over here. Yeshu Havi Rai, right? The Tanina Lushapi Lias Mizuyev. He heard the Aminan, and he brings the whole Gemara, Kufai and Daud and Beis in Baba Basa, the Nakat Shtara, Kaim Lushtare. That's the Rai that I just read you from Tosfos and Gittin, and we just read over here, Bekitzer. That's, yes, the Tosfos Ein Ner Litchos, the Maibit Lomais. But that could be another possible way you don't have that right. Tosfos at the end there. But the long Tosfos is discussing this issue. So what is this issue all about? So you think Tosfos does have the suggestion?
Until what Rebbe gave us to do.
Yeah.
At the end of that. He says Rebbe.
Well, Rebbe. Yeah. Okay. What about your rebuttal in the Kengo Shavkis Chayu Choberia? Shemina Torah. Ain Sarach Shum Star Kium. The Edom Achasum Al Star Nasik Mishnechta Reducing the Bezdin. Here's the issue. This is one of the svaras. There really are two possible svaras to think about as far as why maybe we would not say Tanina Mizuyev. Tosfos is coming out here and saying not that way. Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos in Ksuvos at the end, but Tosfos in Ksuvos at one point says maybe we wouldn't say Tanina Mizuyev. What's the issue? So this is one of the svaras, what are we going to get to? The two svaras are as follows. Okay, maybe we'll do this one first. The reason why you might say we wouldn't do Tanina na Mizuyev is because a star has a chazaka. If you have a star that has Edom on it, we say it's ki'ilu nech reducim bebezdin. So therefore, the chachamim were matzvich kiyum, but like only when he's tiny Mizuyev, because we wouldn't on our own be choshesh for ziv. It has a chazaka of nechkira. That's one way to phrase it. The other way to phrase it is that ziv is lo shchicha. So we wouldn't say a tana de lo shchicha. It's not exactly the same point. Here the point is because of the nechka, the din of nechkira. The other way that Rishonim say it is because we only say tana is at a shchiach. Ziv is lo shchiach. So Tosfos has to hold not that way. Tosfos is saying here in B'Metzia, in Gittin, no, the din of the Mishnah Gittin that without Orin, she can remarry is specific to get because of iguna kilba rabbanan. So there they didn't do taninan, but everywhere else by mamon we say taninan, even mizuyef. Why? Because of shafkes chayech oberia, people could do it, and therefore we don't look at the issue. Oh, it's loshchicha, or because of Nechkira. That's the issue that's behind the Tosfos. I just saw something interesting. When this is brought in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Reish Chavav, this our Gemara, the Nafgamina, that Reuben can be a Baldavar, the Prisha is the same as the Sma, same person, Volk. The Prisha on this tour. The tour brings a dafkamina of the rush that we saw yesterday, Benugea Potaki and being Misal Bezuzi. The Prisha on that comment of the tour, Benafkamina, Bemeshe Ruben Toen Neged Balchov. So he brings a nafkamina of his father, of the rush. So the Prisha is Mefal, but what about the other nafkaminas? What Tosfos maybe discusses the possibility of Taninan. So he asks, Ki Lakasha, the Yemtoma Halo Yesh Nafgamina, this is a Prisha on the Torah Chavav Choshen Mishpat, Yesh Nafgamina, the Reuben Yochel Liton Bari Sheparalo, O Sheshtaro Mizuyef, Shtaro Mizuyef, the Shimon and Yochel Liton came to Bari. So it sounds like the issue that Tanina Mizuyef, that maybe only Reuben can Taina Mizuyef, Levadai, or maybe even Parua. Yeshu Omer, Hakaimulon de Toanim Leyorish Ulokeach. Tanina, that's what Tosa says here. The code the Efshel Mitan based in Toanim Lulokuchos. Okay, but then he continues. He has as follows: the Af, the Ein had based in Toanim Lulokuchos Taina de Loshchicha. But I. Beis Din doesn't just taina any taina. Beis Din doesn't taina taina de lo shchicha. So he ends up asking Akasha, so there is a nafgamina. Because Lamaisa, if it's lo shchicha, so he means to ask, okay, so we'll find some taina. Maybe that's lo shchicha. So who do you need for that? To do that? To offer such a taina? Reuben. So he's still bothered by. So Lamaisa. Whatever, you'll find a taina as Rosh Chicha. And we'll say, Taninan doesn't go on that. So he's still bothered. Why do you need the nafgamina of the Rosh that the Torah quotes? Let's deal with a taina de Rosh Chicha doesn't have Taninan. And so he's going with this Nikuda of taina de Rosh Chicha doesn't have Taninan. So, Mikol Makom. See, he has a defense, he has an answer. Mikol Makom, Im Yera Kain, if there be such a thing, that there be such a defense that Reuven would have, that's lo shchicha and doesn't come under tanina, but mi yimcha biyado de Shimon sheidaber im Reuven mizeh. Who's going to stop Shimon from having a conversation with Reuven? They're going to preclude having a conversation. V'yigmereu tanosav, and Reuven will explain to him what the taina should be, and let Shimon therefore offer that taina. And therefore, he needs to come onto the new nafkamina that brings from the Rosh. So ki'ilu, I see in the prisha he's struggling here because lamaisa there are limitations to tanina. Even if you say Mizuyef, maybe we'll pass the bar and we'll do Tanina Mizuyef. But like, maybe there's some Taina that Reuven would be able to offer that Shimon can be. It's a Lo Shchicha and Tanina doesn't hold. He says, we'll get around it. Shimon will talk to Reuven. The Maisa, there's another solution to this problem. Because what does it mean, the issue that Taina de Lo Shchicha? Is it really so? The Pshat is that we don't Taina de Lo Shchicha. Is that the Pshat? There is another way to phrase it. The Lashon of Tosfos HaRosh in Ksuvos Kuf Tes, on a different Gemara, but in the middle of that Gemara, and a comment on a Gemara, Chazav Amar Lukachdin Menu Neman, and that Dimar Maschil, Kuf Tes and Ksuvos. Not the Gemara that we saw with Admon, a different piece on that Gemara. The Rosh talks about the issue of Lo Shchicha in the following way. He says, Tainas Mizuyef is not nearly not such an ideal Taina. The Lo Shchicha Shahaya Avihen Toein Mizuyef. Umosa de Lo Shchicha Lo Tanin Liyasmi. Again, the point that he's saying that we don't Taina Musa de Lo Shchicha, he says, it's Lo Shchicha that the father would say such a thing. In other words, we're doing on behalf of the Yisomim who had a father. Or Lukuchos and Beth of Amoche. The limitation of Lo Shchicha is Tanina means Ki'ilu Aviv was Kayam, Ki'ilu the Mocher was here in front of us. So the limitation of Rosh Shechicha means we won't taina something that the Baal Dover himself would not taina. And then he goes on to this issue over here, Chazatim Lakachti, that's the case of that Gemara. Chazatim Lakachti, Tanina Lohu, because Avir Hayim Mehemen Bach Taina, and so on. But what I see in here is that the issue is not that Beis Din doesn't taina something which is far-fetched. It's that Beis Din doesn't taina something that the person that not here to taina it wouldn't have taina it. No, if that's what it means, then I think the Drisha's Kasha is resolved simply. The Drisha is alluding to the fact that maybe there's something that's go shchicha that we won't say tanina on, so you need Reuben here. So he has to figure out, oh, but Shimon would talk to Reuben. Chreis. No. But Lemaisa, in this case, Reuben is here. He's clearly tining it. I mean, he's here. He's offering, just that, is he a Baldover? Is he officially a Baldover or not? But you can't say, well, we're not going to do taninan on a tain de lo shchicha for Shimon, and therefore we need Reuven as a baldover. To the extent that Reuven is here screaming, call him not a baldover. But you can't say we're not going to say taninan on that far-fetched taina because, not the it's lo shchicha, that Reuven wouldn't tain it. Reuven is jumping up and down taining it. The question is only, do you have to call him a baldover to let that taina register? What's Tosis saying? What we say taninan. So it would register for Shimon. You don't need to register it for Reuven, as Reuven's taina. It registers for Shimon. Okay. So why wouldn't we register it for Shimon? Because it's go shchicha. Go shchicha doesn't mean the taina is go shchicha. Go shchicha means it's a taina that the mocher, or Reuven, or the father wouldn't have said. But if Reuven is here screaming that taina, then he clearly would have said it. He's saying it. It's just that he's not a baldover yet. So then you don't need to make him a baldover. You can work with tanina. So basically, at the end of the day, Tosef's point is clear that we taina mezuyif, we taina perua, and we can taina de lo shchicha if it's a taina that we could be sure that the person would say it, which in this case we also have. So therefore, the drisha's kasha is also resolved. Now, at the end of the day, any taina that Reuven would be saying right now, not as a baldover, we would say taninana, because we know Reuven's saying it. So just a little twist on this lo shchicha point. So why would Tosfos have to prove the point of mezuyif then, if I'm correct? So it's here Reuven is taning mezuyif. The answer is there's another svar why mezuyif might not be said taninan. Svar that you quoted from Tosfos and Ksuvos, that maybe we wouldn't say taninan on mezuyif because it's considered nechkira beis din. A star is considered foolproof. A star is considered to be becheska, so it's a good star. So maybe that's separate from the lo shchicha point, which could mean lo shchicha that Reuven or the mocher would tain it. That you don't have as an issue here because Reuven is saying it anyway. Let him not be a baldover, but he would say it. You see, he's saying it now. Okay, but maybe there's another reason not to tain of his list. So if I'm correct in what I'm saying with the Tosus Arash, the entire nekuda of Tosus here would not be because of lo shchicha, because lo shchicha doesn't mean the tain is lo shchicha. It means that the person wouldn't have said it. It's lo shchicha that he would have said it. Here he's clearly would have said it. But maybe mezuyif is not part of taninan because we view a star as being becheskas, a kosher star. Okay, so this is all revolving around the first potential nafkamina Tosfos basically closes the door on, that we would not have any nafkamina from Reuven coming as a baldover to say mezuyif, taninan would do it just as well on behalf of Shimon. That's the first part of Tosfos. Yeah.
Sorry. Just a basic question in Tosfos. When Tosfos brings up Roshavak Dechayim Lechol Beria, is that a raya that we're tanin the kuchos
Yisomim? Yeah.
Or just in general, yeah, the fact, yeah, that if, yeah, how is it a raya da?
Because if you weren't tanin, then a person could take advantage of Yisomim Lekuchos with a shtar b'zif.
Not Lechol Beria, not like every single person.
Lechol Beria means, yeah, because, right, because it means the world is, right, things are not gonna, it's gonna be an absurd situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's toast this continue, so let's try another nafkamina. V'chein ein lomar. Furthermore, we can say as follows. The nafkamina that Reuven is a baldover, and that's what would help Shimon, would be she'edav shel balchov, the edim of the balchov of Reuven, krovim l'Reuven, urechokim l'Shimon. So maybe nafkamina is, if the edim of the balchov, we have to know what he means. Which edim does he mean exactly? Edim of the balchov, second, a karov to Reuven, the Karav to Reuben, and the Rachok from Shimon. So therefore, by having Reuben be the Baldavar, then the Edim would be pasul to be testifying on behalf of the Balchov. And that would be to the advantage of Shimon, that Shimon could hold on to the land. But if Reuben's not part of the Din Torah, then these Edim would be accepted. Okay? Sounds good? Tosa's going to knock it down in a second, but that would be Tosa's suggestion. Why do we want Reuben in this Din Torah? Why would he, being a Baldava, what's the advantage over Shimon of Reuben not being part of the Din Torah? Taina-wise, it's all the same. We could say Taninan for the Lukeach for Shimon. But what if the Balchov, who has the Taina, the Balchov has Edim that are going to substantiate his claim that Reuben owes him money? And what if those Edim are Karov to Reuven and Rachok to Shimon? Now, at first glance, what Edim would be referring to? What do you think? How do you read the Tosis? Edim? Which Edim? Which Edim? What Edim? What does the Balchov have? What does he pull out against the Lokeach? Shtar. Shtar says that that this Balchov is owed money by Reuven. Yeah? No? So now, if those Edim are Karov to Reuven, this is a kosher Shtar? A kosher star? How could it be a kosher star? They're talking about Reuven owing money and they're carved to Reuven. That's impossible. Then of course it's not a valid star. So which Edom does Tosis have in mind? Ah, Dr. Rashash, and he gets it from the Tosis in Ksuvis. Good. Tosis here doesn't spell it out. That's why the Tosin are amashkim each other. In Ksuvis it's Nevor. The Tosis means the Edekium. In other words, the star doesn't have any Edom that are carved to anybody. But now he has Mekayim the Shtar. Why? Because you say Tanina, not the Rabbah. Tanina is if we said before. That's anyway good. But now you have to Mekayim the Shtar. The Edekiyum are Karov to Reuven, not to Shimon. So now, Tosis is suggesting the following. If Reuven is not part of this Din Torah, so now the collection, the Balchov is collecting from the land that's Biyat Shimon, and he's Mekayim the Shtar with Edom that are not Karov in any way to Shimon. So the Din Torah is about Shimon's land, whether he can keep it or not. And they Mekayim the Shtar that says that Reuven owes money to this person. So he'll collect the karka from Shimon. Reuven wants to become a Baldover in this case. Abayis Mechadesh, that he becomes a Baldover because of Achrayis, because of Tarumas. So now that Reuven is a Baldover in the case, now the Edom are disqualified from testifying as Kiyum Ashtar, because they're a ger to, they're krovim to Reuven, who's now party to this Din Torah. So Tosa says that's not correct. Why? Because in terms of the standards of Psul Kurva, that wouldn't matter. That would be a problem regardless of whether Reuven's a Baldar. But let's see. Da'al Shimon Nami Enichon Lahoyit. Because even separate from Reuven being a Baldover, based on Abaye's point here, there would anyway be possible to be made for Shimon also, in other words, against Shimon. The came of the Itar of Reuven Shimon also Basar Reuven. Since by taking away the land from Shimon, they would have to, he would come after Reuven. Therefore, the ramifications for Reuven here. Therefore, being Karov to Reuven is a problem, even if Reuven is not officially offering the Taina in this Din Torah. So that's Tosis, and Tosis doesn't yet bring a riot to it, but he's going to soon bring a riot when he has another Nafgamina. Let's see. V'chein, im yeh l'shimen edim, another variation that we just had now in a different direction. Im yeh l'shimen edim, shem edim schuso. Let's say Shimon has a defense that's going to help him out against this Balchov. In other words, that they're going to say that Reuven paid the Chov, or whatever it is. Maisa, it's going to help Shimon out. But the problem is they're Krovim. They're Krovim to who? To Shimon. So Shimon can't use this line of defense that's going to defend him from the collection by trying to say that the chov is not owed and so on, with a karov to Shimon. So they can't, they karov to me, I'm the get. So they're puzzled to me about Shimon, to defend Shimon. But so then what would you say? But for Reuven, if Reuven is the one coming to Mishtai Dina, to the Balchov, so then they're not Karov to Reuven, so Reuven could have those Eidim work for Reuven. So it's a variation of before. Before we talked about that the Eidim of the Kiyam of the Balchov, a Karov to Reuven, and Rehokim with Shimon, and Tosis is saying that would be the Nafkamina of Reuven coming in. Tosis says, no, the problem would exist regardless. Now Tosis is saying the other way around. If, let's say, it's Eidim that will help Shimon, but they're carved to Shimon, and Reuven coming here, they should be validly accepted because they're not carved to Reuven. Says Tosus, Psuun Gahayit, Afilu Reuven. If they're carved to Shimon, then they can't be made for Reuven either. Even if Reuven is the one speaking against the Balchovenist in Torah. Kimadish Revach Shimon, Shimon Menachaka V'yada. Because through accepting these Eidim, even though you're accepting them vis-a-vis who? Vis-a-vis the claim of Reuven, but it's going to have spillover effect to advantage of who? Of Shimon to keep the land. So therefore, even if Reuven is the Baal Dover, not Shimon, it's going to be a problem in these Eidim because it helps Shimon. It's sort of the opposite of the other way of what we just said a minute before. That you don't. It's not going to be totally whether Reuven is the Baal Dover or not. Either way, if there's going to be some nafkamina for the other one, that's also a problem of kurva. And Tosus brings the raya, ki demuchach so perakam demakas gabi lo v'tuvya krovin da'arav havi, pasu afil gabi lo v'umal v'mishim d'chiles le'lu lo v'az umal v'basar arva. Imkein may nafke mine. So Tosus brings the raya. The pashtus, if you look carefully at the Tosus elsewhere, you see that the raya is not just a raya on the second nafke mine, it's a raya back on the first as well. In other words, this raya that Tosus is now bringing from Makas Dav Zayin is a raya on both points, on both nafke minas of Korva. Forget it, it's a Tosus Bamitzi, I think, where you see it that way. But it makes sense. What does Tosus bring us from Makas Dav Zayin? What's the story over there? The Gemara has the top of Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, Ilah, Vituvia, these are two names, who are Krovim to the Arif. Rashi says the case is Eide Halva Hayu. These are two Eidim on a Halva. The Halva had an Arif co-signed on it. These two individuals signed on the Halva, either Milval Peh or Milval Bishtar, it doesn't say exactly, but either way they're testifying to Halva. It's done Milval Bishtar, I'm guessing. And they'll Krovim to the Arif. There's an Arif that's signing on to the Shtar. They're not related to the Malva the Lova, but to the Arif. So let's accept this edus that there's a halva from Reuven to Shimon because they're totally not related to Reuven or Shimon. That's what Papa thought. No, Lova doesn't have funds to pay the chov. So what happens? They go. The arv is going to have to call, as based on his obligation, he has to cover the chov. So the fact that there could be ramifications for the Arev disqualifies them completely, even Binagea, the Malva Velova. Yeah.
So how far do we go? Like so, from the Kuchos and the Kuchos and the Kuchos?
We're not talking Lekuchos here. We're talking specifically... No. So Natos is now applying it to the Lekuchos with Reuven and Shimon. Let's go slow. Let's start with the Gemara here. The Gemara here is showing you that the Psul of Korva is... Even if the direct, they're speaking about the halva between Malva Velova, but there's ramifications for the Arif. So even though they're not karov to the Malva Velova, but since by virtue of there being a halva, it's going to mean that the Arif is going to have to back up the Lova should the Lova default. So that already disqualifies them even to testify at all, even on the Malva Velova. Now there's a long tumult in the Rashi, a huge rush. It is a separate, not our Indian, but just stumped to know. He says, we have a notion called Pagina Nemanus. The Gemara has a case in Sanhedrin. Someone testifies, let's say, that there was a Maisa Vera, that's Mchoyev Misa, Ploni Vani Gurtsoni. So they want, so he's testifying against Ploni for doing a Maisa Vera that's Mchoyev Misa, but he also is implicating himself at the same time. He says, he and somebody else, Amit Staref, to Paskin Misa on Ploni. Even though in the same Eidus that he spoke about, Ploni being Mechachoy Misa, he's putting himself in that same story, and he's not Neman on himself. So the answer is, we say Pagidan Dibura, Pagidan Nemanus, different ways you can phrase it, Pagidan Dibura. We imagine that we can separate what he said in terms of himself. He's not believed in terms of Khoni doing the act, we believe it, but the fact that he said it was with him, that's out of the equation. So the Achronim, the Rishonim, the Rosh, is Marechia, why not say, Benogea the Arif, you can't believe that there was a Hova. Benogea Malvalova, which is not, they're not Krovim, we should believe that there's a Hova. That's a long discussion, maybe if you ever learn Marcus, right? We could think about that long Rosh over there in terms of this Sugya. That's a separate long Arichus on this Sugya, but that's not Tosus' discussion at this point. Tosus says simply, the Yisod of this Gemara is that if there's a Kurva to somebody who is going to be affected by this edus, that's already a problem of the problem of soul kurva for edus. I want to understand. Good. And so back to Lukuchos. So therefore, based on that Gemara, Tosa says, these nafkaminas, again, I think it's going on both, these two nafkaminas would not be valid. What were the two nafkaminas? Going back to the first, if the edim that were mekayim the shtar for the Balchov de Ruvain are karov to Ruvain. So by Ruvain coming to the Din Torah, we told us suggesting they would not be able to mekayim the shtar because now the Baal Dover is Ruvain. But if Ruvain is not a Baal Dover, if the Din Torah is with Shimon, then they'd be able to mekayim the shtar, and then it would hurt, you know, then it would hurt Shimon to have to take away the karka from Shimon. So it's nafkamina if Ruvain comes in. So Tosus would say, no, it's not true, because even if Ruben is not a Baal Dover, they're not going to be able to testify for Shimon either, because it affects Ruben. Again, as you've seen this Gemara. So to the second Afgamina, if Shimon has Edim that are going to help out his defense of the Karka, that show that the Chov was paid or whatever it is, but unfortunately they are related to Shimon. So as Shimon being the Baal Dover, he couldn't use these Edom to defend him. But if Reuven is coming in to be the Baal Dover, not Shimon, so then they should be able to defend Reuven, and then it's no problem. So it says that's not going to be a nafkamina. Why? Because even if Reuven is a Baal Dover, they still can't testify because it's going to impact on Shimon. As we see by the Gemara in Makkos. It's clear? Not clear.
That's only one level of Lokeach, but then say
that
Shimon sold to Levi and Levi.
Yeah, okay, but we're not talking about that. What would be? If it would go to other Lokeachas and they could be carved to some other Lokeach, that potentially the Shibud would be affected by it, maybe in Chanami. Anything that's Bechal the Shibud that was part of the assets of the Lofa B'Shas Halva, wherever those fields might be right now that could potentially be collected, maybe yes, maybe you're right, maybe it goes that far. I don't know, it could be. Have to be, you know, eyeing more carefully, but it could be. I'm only talking about a limited number of fields that could be part of that shibud. Whatever was potentially could be part of the shibud, could be part of the problem. So what did Tosa think before he brought the Gemara in Makkos? What could this be totally in thinking about this question? Would there be a problem of a psul of edus of a karov in a case? Let's go nafkamina number one, Tosis is suggesting, right? The Edim are testifying that the shtar is Mekuyim. They are related to Reuven. They are not related to Shimon. So what are we suggesting now? Let's understand Tosis Havamina. So if Reuven is going to come to the Din Torah, then we can't accept the same. If Shimon is going to be the Baal Dover, then it's going to hurt Shimon because they're taking the land away from him. And it's going to be a valid Edus. Even though what? Even though it's going to affect Reuven. Reuven's not the Baal Dover. We don't know yet the Gemara Makkos. So I put Lemaisa the curve to Reuven. How can you accept that? Carve it pasul edus. So what does it mean? Just to teach it better. So what is the marker of the soul kurva? Edus. What's the marker? In chumash. No, what's the pasuk? Well, yimsu abos abanim vanim yimsu abos. Literally, the fathers should not die for the children. So you could say if the children sin, you don't punish the father. Vanim yimsu abos. And the children don't have to pay the price to suffer, to die for the sins of the father. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. The drash of Chazal is But you cannot, Kiyos Din Nefesh's case, you cannot put the father to death based on testimony of the children and vice versa. In other words, if they're related, such as father to child, you cannot carry out a punishment for one relative based on testimony of the other relative. That's the drasha in Sanhedrin that carves pasul eidus. So how far does that go? So Kinnira, Tosus in this point, before bringing the Gemara Malkus and rebutting it, would be saying as follows. This halacha of kar pasul eidus would mean that we have to look at whose taina in the Din Torah are the eidim coming to counter. So what brings the eidim to the table? The Baal Davar who offers the taina. So we have to now ask ourselves, who is the Baal Davar and who's being countered in the eidus? If that is korva, then that's cool. You go yim sulava saban. The fact that someone else is nogea, that's nogea someone else, that's not part of the equation. In other words, they're testifying to rebut the claim of either Reuben or Shimon. Who's the Din Torah now? Who's coming in to deal with the Baal Chov? So again, going back to Tosis' first case, if the Baal Chov has Edim that are carved to Reuben, so when is Ipsul Korva? If Reuben is done in this Din Torah against the Baal Chov to Reuben about this karka that Shimon has, if Reuben is the one who's Mishtaidina because he's the Baal Davar, based on Abayi Svarach, Rayis, Tarumis, and whatever, so then we view the Eidus as the Eidus is targeted to rebut, to respond to the Taina of the Baal Davar Reuben. So then we say, throw out the Eidus, the carved to Reuben. So then Reuben, Shimon keeps the karka, Reuben wins. But if the Din Torah is not with Reuben, it's with Shimon, so Shimon is the one whose claim is being registered and based in. So the din of Goyim Sulav Sabanim is a function of the Eidus is coming, it's coming to Paskin to rebut the Taina of Shimon. So they're Krovim to Shimon. So then it will be valid Kiyum, the Baal Chov will win. Similarly, in the other Nafkamina, Shimon has Eidim that would help him out, but they're Nebuch Karov to Shimon. So if the testimony that they're coming to has to do with the registered Taina of Shimon, so they can't be accepted. You can't bring Eidus to Paskin if the Eidus is coming to Neged a Karov. But if Reuven comes in, then they're not Krovim to Reuven, then the Eidus is against Reuven. But Tosus is Machadish, based on the Sugya and Makis, it's not simply about, in a limited sense, the Eidus is now coming to rebut the claim of the Baal Davar. That's the measure of whether you have Psul Korva. Psul Korva is anyone who's affected by this Eidus is cool. Yim Psul Avasabon. Just like the Gemara says in Malkus, if the Arab is affected by the Eidus of these two people because they're and they're Korva to that person, so then Psul Korva is here. Anyone who's part of, who's potentially affected by this Eidus, that's called. It doesn't have to do with whether they're made kineged that taina. Anyone who's somehow going to be affected by this eidus, so therefore the eidus can, by this psak, the based on the paskin, based on the eidus, that's a psul of korva. I'm just going to give it a little more of a havana. So therefore, Tosus at this point is with his kasha. So like, what is the big need to have Reuven step in as a Baal Davar based on what Abai says? Achrayis, tarumis, mitzad, tanina, mezuyef, whatever taina. Taninan would do it also. You don't need Reuven to taina. As far as situations where the karv is carved to one, not to the other, it's going to make a difference. It won't make a difference. Regardless, there'll be psul korva. So how does Tosus suggest here as an answer? Tosus elsewhere has more answers. The Yishlomar, the Nafgamina. L'raya achrona. L'raya achrona. Kigon Sha'ama Shimon, Ainli Eidim Ve'Ainli Raya. Shimon says, I have no Eidim to bring, I have no Raya to defend my right to keep the Karaka. U'achazman Matsa Raya O'Eidim. But Shimon already has declared that he's basically out of proofs. Why is he called Raya Achrona? Because you have a machlokes tanoim there, different cases of Raya. It's called Raya Achrona, it's like the last case. It's based on the Mishnah Sanhedrin. What is to see the words of Tosis again? So what happens? Shimon forfeits his right. Again, this is real machlokes tanoim. Tosis doesn't tell us that. We hold it to Chachamim. That he forfeits his right to bring rayas at this point. Once he concedes, he has no more rayas. So now what? So Shimon is no longer in a position to bring any edim on his side, because he already said engli edim. But if Reuben is coming in as a baldover, Reuben is able to bring those edim. Lachas man matzah rayo edim. The Shimon and Yochel Aviam, Reuben and Shalomar engli edim Yochel Aviam. So it's actually machokes tanoim. To have the Mishnah is in Lamed Aleph and Sanhedrin. I'm getting a lot of interesting ideas just in different Gemaras here, just one Tosis. So you have the Mishnah starting with the first case is Kozman Shemaybi Rayas Sosir Sadin Amalo Kol Rayas Sheyesh Lachol Havei Mikanat Shloshim Yom. Let's say they give him 30 days to bring it, always proves Matzah B'toch Shloshim Yom Sosir Lachas Shloshim Yom in a Sosir. Time is up. The deadline is reached, and he didn't bring the rice. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, "Mayas is esh shelo matzah b'toch shloshim, matzah lachas shloshim." I mean, it's not fair. You told me you have 30 days deadline to bring all your rice. He didn't have for 30 days. He couldn't find right edim. Then he found. So he disagrees. That's one case of raya. The case where they gave him 30 days. Then he has another case. Amalo have Aiden for Amalo Engli Aiden. Amar have Raya for Amalo Engli Raya. Uachas man, heavy Raya. Umatsa Aiden. Hareza in a Kulum. So the Tanakhama says, no, why not? Why not? Umaisa in a Kulum. Rashi says, Sharmar Engli. The Chayshinan Shemaziev Osachar Aiden. If he says he doesn't have, and suddenly he brings something out of nowhere, suspicious. Maybe it's all a fraud, it's a shred. He just hired Edom. He obviously knew he had no Edom. He told you he had no Edom. So that's Tanakama. Shimon Gamliel disagrees. I'm Shimon Gamliel. Mayas is that Shalom Haya Yudeshi Yeshlo Edom, Matze Edom, Yudeshi Yeshlo Raya, Matze Raya. So we call that Raya Achrona. It's the last case. So the Gemara has a famous statement here. That the halacha is, you know, whether you hold the Shim Gamliel or not, where it says one of the exceptions where you don't usually hold, see in this Gemara Mistama, yeah, Kol Makom Sheshanu Shim Gamliel Mishnah Sein Halacha Kemoso, that we usually hold the Shim Gamliel Chutz Mi Arev V'Tzidon V'Raya Achrona. Rashi says, Raya Achrona Hach Bas Raisa Demas Nisin Dil B'Kamaisa Hilchus HaKavase. There were two cases in the Mishnah here, Lamed Aleph. That had to do with Raya. Raya of Shloshim Yom and Raya where he says, Stam, I have no Edim. So Rav Yochanan said that Halacha follows Shim Gamliel in all the Mishnayos that he appears in Shas, except for three examples that Halacha is not like him. What are the three? Chutz me Arev. That's one case. That's in Bava Basra Kufay in Gimel, case of Arev there, the end of Bava Basra. Sidon, that's in Gittin in 7th Perek in Gittin. And, quote, Raya Achrona. Now you know what that means. Raya Achrona, says Rashi, Hach bas raisa de mas nisen, dil bekamaisa hilchus hakavase. So now you know what Tosis meant. Probably didn't know any Tosis. What does it mean? Raya Achrona. What's Raya Achrona? It's the second case in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph that has a machokas about in a situation where a person exhausts his, or, you know, somehow doesn't get to bring rice within a certain amount of time that either he was given him or he said, I don't have. And the second reference to a machlokas tanayim about raya, that's called raya achrona. I think Mari labels it that because halacha is not like him in raya achrona as opposed to raya rishona, the first raya of that Mishnah. But, okay, that's just a maramakam idea. But meanwhile, what's the nafkamina, Tosa says? In a case that Shimon says, ain't we raya? So what did the Chachamim hold? We hold not, and we hold, like I said, not like Shim Gamliel by Raya Achrona. We hold like the Tanakama. right? Shimon Gamliel is correct in the other case of raya, but not this, right? So we hold enli raya enok, and then he brings a raya enokum. Rashi says shemaziyif, whatever. We don't believe. That's the din. But lemaisa, there are edim here. The stomach, we know. We sense maybe they could be a good edim. So now we have the nafkamina that we're looking for. What is the nafkamina looking for? That yet Reuven can become the baldava. Reuven never forfeited his rights to bring a raya or bring Eden. Shimon did it. Shimon said it. Shimon is no longer in the position. We hold that chachamim einakum. He can't bring proofs. Reuven can come and accept bring those Eden. That's the first nafkamina tosis is coming up. Ask the Hafla and Ksuvis in this Gemara. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe Rishonim too. I don't remember anymore. A similar kasha to what we had earlier, I mentioned yesterday, a different context with the Mechilas HaShavua. How could it be that Reuven is going to be a Baldover based on what according to Abaye? Why is Reuven going to be a Baldover? Why? Why does Abaye say he's a Baldover? What makes him a Baldover? Both sides. What makes him a baldava? Because I have a chachrayis. It means that Shimon, who uses his land, is going to turn on Reuven and demand that Reuven reimburse him for the cost of what he paid him for the land, because he sold him b'achrayis. And Reuven will have to do that, and that's why he's a baldava. Will Reuven indeed have to reimburse Shimon in a case like this? Why would he have to reimburse? After all, Shimon. If Reuven's not, after all, why would Shimon lose? Forget Reuven being a baldover here. Why would Shimon lose? Because he forfeited his right to bring more rice. He brought it on himself. What? He says, Eli Raya. Now Adam came. So now what are you saying? We need Reuven, it's circular reasoning, right? We need Reuven to come and be a baldover. And it's an afkamina that Reuven will be able to bring Edim that Shimon couldn't bring. Why couldn't Shimon bring those Edim? Because he said, Engli Raya. And therefore, Engli Raya, now he has surrendered his right to be able to bring any Edim. Engli Raya, Engli Edim. So now we want to be able to allow Reuven to come in and use those Edim to defend Shimon, that he can keep the land. Because Reuven never forfeited his right to bring Edom. And why would Reuven be allowed to do it? What could make him a baldover? Either land is being taken away from Shimon, not from Reuven. So why can Reuven be a baldover? Forget the lumbus of yesterday. Just stop. Why is he this Pashup Shah Cheshman? Why is Reuven a baldover? Because of Achrayis. Because Shimon, taking the land from Shimon will affect Reuven. Reuven have to pay Shimon back. Why would Reuven have to pay Shimon back in a case like this? Shimon is going to lose his land because he has dug his own hole here. That he is not able to bring the Edim that are going to save the karka for him, because they'll testify that the loan was paid or whatever else. But he said, Engli Ra, Engli Edim. So he ruined it for himself. See, by saying on Engli Edim, he's going to lose. And then he'll come back and move in his door and say, give me a price. It's a similar kasha to we said yesterday with the Nafkamina, with the case of where he's mocha, the shvua we spoke at yesterday. So it's on his. And so why would Reuven have to pay achrayis? That's what the achronim ask on this first teretz of Tosis. Seemingly, you can't make Reuven a baldover because of achrayis in the case like this, because in the case like this, there should be no claim on achrayis. What do you have to say? Maybe it's not so. Maybe you can still claim achrayis. Even though he said it in the Eid, Maisa he didn't think it's the Eid. Okay? The Maisa, his hands are tied now because the halachi is like the Chachamim. But if they're authentic Eidim, they're good Eidim, and they can help, so then let Reuven, he could still claim Achrayis. He didn't know better. He thought there were no Eidim. The Maisa, there are Eidim. So it doesn't make him lose Achrayis. So Reuven can be a Baldava. What?
It's going to be real, like we said yesterday, but I think this is even better, because like this is just, there's a normal human
state. Does he know? Moshe. Yeah, Chavusis, okay. Yeah. This is one teretz. What else does Chavusis say? Another two possibilities. Or one more here. Inami, kigon shetoein lebezdin gado kazilna, ushimin lamatzi mitrach kimo Reuven. So what is he saying? that sometimes there's a schus for Baal Dabar to say, I want to go to that Beis Din far away, to the higher Beis Din over there, which is a distance. So suppose the Baal Chov presumably is going to say, you know, I want to go to make this, to go a higher Beis Din far away. No, Shimon doesn't have the ability to go be Toreach there. If he's going to be the Baal Dabar, then there will be, he won't be able to fight to go there, and that's a schus that they have to take the Baal Dabar to that Beis Din, and Reuven can go. So by Reuven coming in Torah, then he'll be able to respond to such an argument that they want to go to the further Beis Din. I don't understand. B'chori, he could make him, he could send him as a shliach, give him hashah. What's the big deal? Why do I have to be a Baal Dabar for that? I just don't understand exactly pshat. I mean, if he can't go, he can send someone on his behalf to be purposely to be in Beis Din. I mean, stum. I'm not sure. But Maisa Tosus has these nafkaminas and others in the other places. Lamasha, what do you have in Tosus in Bamitsia? Tosus in Bamitsia. There's number one, nafkamina, mamashim in Engli Adim, Engli Raya. That's what we call Raya Chrona by us. He mamish brings the gemara that we spoke out. Good, maybe you saw it. Shehu and Yachal Lavi Lavi. The Ein Alacha Kiv Shimon Gamliel Beraya Achrona. See, the Reuven Yevim. We send Hedron Lamed Aleph. The Alacha is, since the Alacha is like here, Tosus eliminates that whole Chacham Shimon Gamliel. But you see how the Tosus and are mashing each other just for the details. That the Tosus says. He says, Engli Adim, Engli Raya, so Shimon is not going to be able to bring them because we don't hold them. Shimon Gamliel says, my Yasa is there, now he found Adim. But the Chacham say, no, ain't a klum. So, and Halacha, says Rabbi Yochanan, is, ain't Halacha, Halacha kir Shimon Gamliel b'masnisin, chutz mi eiru v'tzeidon v'raya achrona. That's the Raya achrona, that's the second case in that Mishnah, Lamed Aleph. And therefore, Shimon can't bring the Adim, and Reuven could. Reuven Yevim. That's Nafkamina number one that we had in our Tosas too. Inami has another nafkamina. Tosis and Babitsia says, Kigon Shabal Chov Chayv Shvua Do Raisa Reuven. This Bal Chov happens to owe a Shvua for the Mixas for something else, whatever, against Reuven. The Hashta Yigalga Love Shvua Shalo Para. Now there's a Halacha Gilgul Shvua. If you have, you owe me a Shvua for something else, I can say swear also on this time and this time on this claim. So he'll have to, and it's a Shvua Do Raisa, so it'll be the same level Shvua. So now what would be Reuven's part of the Din Torah could say, well, you owe me a Shvua for some other discussion that we have, some other Din Torah. Now I want to be Megalgel on that. On top of that claim, you have to swear for this. Claim for this as well. Shelo Para. Now, Lamaisa, he has to swear Shelo Para regardless. Abu Shimon, he has to swear because anyone who collects from Shabbatim has to swear, as we said yesterday. But what kind of Shvua is that? That's the Takanas Chachanim. Shvua is an Otlin. Shvua Shimon lo yishava el shvud rabbanan, and the Gemara mentions in Akosev yipikeachu. There's a way. Ma'isig elidei shvud doraisa. You see that there's something more chomer about doraisa. Amu yeshchom b'shvud doraisa yosib b'shvud rabbanan. The Gemara in Shvus describes the aura, the intimidation tactics that they used to use at the time of shvud doraisa. Neros dokos, neros nefuchos, kinfash b'shvud sagaonim. Also, there's all kinds of. It's more scary. It's a more chomer thing. So that. It's a big deal. Reuven is going to be Megalga Shvud Oraisa. That's another nafkamina. That's not an artosis. That's a here Babitsia. But oh, nafkamina, he says, Kigon she Reuven pikeach. Reuven is stam a shmor shrewd, ubal dvarin. So what does he mean? So Reuven is better talker, better, makes better tainus. I don't know, better than Beis Din. I mean, Beis Din can do taninan also for Shimon. But maybe Reuven makes the case better. So he said, Akiva, what?
He's a lawyer.
A second Akiva, oh, in another point, he says, she'en amaze b'ratz a neged Reuven, she'odea she'paro. Oh, in other words, the Baal Dabar, if he knows Reuven is right, he'll have a harder time holding his own and making the claim, looking at Reuven's face. Shimon doesn't really know much, so he's more bold to be able to lie. And Reuven, being there, can make a difference in that regard. Baal Batish, in other words, simple answer, Tosus here doesn't say that. Tosus in Bamitsia. Oh, Myachal Reuven Lechas Limor Lebezed in Hagada, with Shimon and Yachal, that's like the last Nafkamina of our Tosus. And you have Tosus in Ksubis as well. Giva?
Yeah, the Nafkamina that we said about this, in your abundance,
Shvud Oraisa, yeah.
Just curious that in. Tosfos' original kasha, I thought he was asking, what's the nafkamina, like a practical, you sort of dig a nafkamina between lokech 1 and lokech 2, just like Reuben, we tie for Reuben.
You don't mean lokech 1 and lokech 2, you mean Reuben the lover?
So
Reuben is the lover, Shimon is the, there's no two akuchos. You don't mean lokech 2, you mean Reuben the lover and Shimon the lokech.
Yes, just like what we would
tie up
for Reuben.
No, not that we don't tie up anything. Reuben is the Ilova, he tied us himself. It's not Reuben tied for Reuben. It's whatever Reuben could tie up, we tie up for the Lokeach Hashim. So what do we need Reuben here to
right.
to be the Baldam?
Okay, exactly, fine. So then we see that Tosfos has a hard time finding a Yesod reason why, but more just lemaisa of the case, of like a more study issue of that it's krovim or
yeah.
It's, right?
He has to find all these practical. At least
right, all those answers are all study, and then that they're one on one is the only one that's much more yisodidik, is that versus the fact that Reuben was first and Shimon was second. All the other ones have nothing to do with who is closer to the original case.
No. I don't mean first and second. The Shvud Araisim is like this, that there happens to be, Reuven is in position to force a Shvud Araisa on the Bachov. Why? Because there was another Din Torah that in that Din Torah, Shimon, the Bachov of Reuven was a Motiv Mixas or whatever, Shvud HaShomer, and there's a history here. And he owes him a Shvud Araisa. Now, when you have a claim of Shvud Araisa, you can always come to any in Torah and say, by the way, since you owe me Shvud Araisa for something, I will megalgo on top of that another Shvud for anything else that I have a claim against you. So you want to come here against me with to collect the land, I want you to swear the Shvud Araisa. Just like you have to swear that Shvud Araisa, I want to megalgo you another Shvud. So it's a different...
That sounds much more like that Reuven is actually in a whole different situation
than
Shimon, but the other answers are all... They really should have the same equal rights, but it happens to be in this specific case. It's more kimta, correct.
That sounds like maybe nafkamina. That's without nukimta.
That's a real nafkamina between Reuven and Shimon,
yeah.
Not this guy Reuven who has these cousins. And
yeah. Okay.
That's much more.
Okay. Now, just to chazif from yesterday, what do we have besides all the Tosfos here? Besides all the answers of Tosfos, what else did we see on this question? No, from yesterday, what did we see? The Rush. The Rush came with an answer.
Apotiki.
And by apotiki, alkeach cannot nisal bezuzi. But the Lova can, and we explained all that. We want to say it's predicated on the other part of the Rush. The Rush Nafka says another Nafka Mina you can take a look at, and it's Rashi. Rashi seems to say, what Kosis quoted in Miksubis, that Rashi says that Reuven has the right to Mashbiah him Dilo Praticha, Shtavik Dilo Praticha. And the question on that was, but wouldn't he have to sue anyway? And then we had possible answer, Bekimokha the Shvua. We wanted to say that both the Rush and Rashi are predicated on another dimension to the sugya. That what we have in Abai is not just that, well, because it has vested, Reuven has vested interest in the case, that makes him a baldover, but we can add on to that what the Rush said in the beginning, that it's ki'ilu, the land was taken from Reuven. And if it was ki'ilu, it was taken from Reuven, so that's, it's more than just, oh, I have some negias here, but it gives him the schus to say Ishtavad Lodur Paticha. Tosfos didn't acknowledge that nafkamina, maybe because Tosfos saw the sugya in a very different way. Not that it's ki'ilu is taken from me, and we were masber maybe with the Rashi and Sachim, that it's really breaking the Mekach, but simply just the fact that there's some nafkamina, that's enough to say he's a baldover. But for that, I don't know if that's going to be enough for him to say, I want you, you're coming to collect from me, take a shua shua paticha. Could be, if it's not really taken from Reuven, it's taken from Shimon. So how could Reuven say Shtavu Paticha? It's only if you're taking the land from me I can say that. Certainly also the Rosh Nafkamina, the special schus of the Lova. If the Lova's land is being taken away, then even though it's past the due date, it's way past, it's the 11th hour, it's now an issue of the karka, but Reuven can still say, can't take away the karka, I can misalik you bezuzi. Could be, but these are all other Nafkaminas from this. Okay, this is a Gemara that's not just here, but you have the other two places in Shas that comes up, and the Tosfos in the other places as well. But